of the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern mood, a reflection of today. Direct from County Hall in Charleston, we bring you Stan Kenton's conception of the American jazz idiom. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of this orchestral program. And now here is Modern America's man of music and your host, Stan Kenton!
Thank you. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be able to tell you people in the room how wonderful you are. This session of concert miniature is now called to order. We shall eliminate any further formalities. We shall get into music as quickly as possible. This is a thing that is designed on a beat that runs throughout. You'll hear solos here and there. You'll hear big sounds here and there. But the main thing is fresh excitement. The fellas, one, two, three, four, then young blood.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a thing that's called young blood. We, at the moment here, have a gentleman standing here that has his dramatic moments. He has also happy moments. He feels many things in his field of jazz, and he's capable of creating many moods with a trumpet. Count, may I be personal for the moment? How do you feel this evening?
Pretty good.
What kind of a mood do you feel?
I don't want to say it over the air. Stan, don't make
I
me
say
it.
I beg your pardon.
Stand back.
Here's Connie Condoli, the thing that has become so closely identified with the Count, Portrait of a Count. Connie Condoli, one of the most respected gentlemen in this field of music, is a gentleman we might describe as one of the aristocrats of modern jazz. He has done a great deal for the young fellows around him, done a great deal for the older fellows around him, such as a guy by the name of Stan Kenton, an orchestra, many other guys. We, at the moment, are going to present him here because he's with the orchestra after an absence of about 5 years, taking the place for the moment while he's on vacation of Bob Joga, the baritone saxophone player. This guy's name is Boots Mazzulli. His real instrument is alto, but he's playing baritone this evening, and we're very anxious to have Boots present himself here and his feeling for the saxophone in general. We have to say in general because this evening he's blowing a baritone saxophone. This is to the chord progressions of Blue Moon. Stan Levy will set a beat. Stan, it's yours. Very good. We have to have some bass, Bagley. Some guitar, Sal. Booth, it's yours. It seems like only a few months back when I said we'd like to play a number for the first time here. Things happen fast in this popular field of jazz. A thing that was only a few months ago was new, became a phonograph record, developed, and now it's really what we might consider one of the standard items. The music, and a standard item in the orchestra, too. A necessity of the group is this guy at the bass. Bagley, will you contribute once more this composition that's dedicated to you called Bags and Baggage? Thank you. For those of you that heard the introduction this evening as Concert Miniature came on the air from radio station WTMA is a very important guy. His name is Dick Treffler. I'd like to ask him back over because I wanted to do me a favor. Dick, will you come over here?
Stanley, I will spell it T-E-R-F-L-E-R. It's always hard to remember, you know.
I beg your pardon?
T-E-R-F, Turf,
Treffler?
Treffler.
What did I say?
Treffler, isn't it?
Well, that's the West Coast pronunciation.
Ah, wonderful.
Dick, I wonder if you'd do me a favor and introduce this next number because I have to play a piano to begin with, and I'd rather be over there than over here because the piano's not here, it's over there. Dick, it's yours.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kenton is now proceeding to the 88th. You shall hear what you consumed on Capitol Records some seasons ago, two sides worth of concerto to end all concertos.
Thank you.
The concerto, Dendall. Concerto's announced and introduced by Dick Turpler. Frank Rosolino, if you'll stand right there, we'd like once more to present this theme from the composition The Halls of Brass from Innovations in Modern Music Orchestra. The thing for Frank Rosolino here. You know what we'll call it, Frank? Some happy talk. That was Frank Rosolino, trombone. For those of you that are listening in, I think that I explained last week that we are now, currently, and have been for about 10 days, a part of the cast of this thing that's called The Biggest Show of 1952, which is the fall edition. And believe me, we have been a part of big shows before and moved fast on the road with our own dates and other productions we were part of, but we have never made it clear from Canada to Miami, Florida in about 4 days, playing shows all the way. To give you an idea of what happens here with the show, I'm really... Things have been wonderful in the way of happenings. This evening we're in Charleston, South Carolina. Tomorrow night we're in Columbia, South Carolina. We move on to Raleigh, North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and on to Washington, D.C. on Sunday. I want to thank very much the audience this evening, which is the audience of The Biggest Show of 1952, this fall edition, for allowing us time to break into the regular routine and program to present this thing that we have been constantly doing over NBC called Concert in Miniature. We hope that you people have enjoyed it this evening, and we want you to know you're in for a lot of powerful things yet to happen because you've only seen just a small portion of the show. This evening, we've been working with the men of WTMA here in Charleston. They have been absolutely wonderful, and there's been one guy that I must apologize. I abused his name a bit, but I have not abused him as a personality, and I shan't dare because he's been too good to us this evening. Dick Turpler, come in and talk for us.
Thank you, Mr. Kenton. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern American jazz Music as fresh as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from Charleston's County Hall through the facilities of WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Stan Kenton's concert in miniature will be heard at a later hour. Consult your local newspaper for exact time in your vicinity. Join us next week, then, for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature with Modern America's Madam Music. This is Dick Thurfler speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.